I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
How's it going, everybody? This is James here. The Just for Funcast is getting underway. We had a big week at Comic-Con 2024 San Diego this year, and I'm here to talk to you all about it. Looking forward to discussing everything I saw and what's going on in the world of pop culture these days. And before we do that, I just want to take a minute to kind of talk to you and remind you why we're doing the Just for Funcast and why this exists in the first place. So, you know, for me, over the past year, I've had things happen in my life where I've come to realize that it's really important to create some sort of, I don't want to say legacy, but some sort of lasting impression that you can leave behind for people, or that you can, you know, kind of put out into the world as a way of showing you were there. These are the things that are important to me. These are the people that are important to me. And, you know, I had a daughter in the past year, and part of this project is going to be to interview friends and family and people we come across over the coming years, and to talk to them. And to have that for my daughter someday, if something, God forbid, ever happens to me or happens to you, we can share these conversations, and she can hear us laughing together. She can hear the stories we share. And I think it's really important to have those things. You know, I lost people in the past year, and I wish maybe I had a recording of their laugh or their favorite story they like to tell, or little things like that that tend to fade with time. I'm trying to capture those here on the Just for Funcast, as we did in our two pilot episodes with Frank Rivera and my wife Lulu, where we talked about The Crown and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie. For me, it's a benefit to have those conversations now saved forever. And we'll be able to look back and remember a time when we discussed these things and this is what was going on in our world. So if you're out there and there's something you'd like to discuss, if you want to just come on to put your voice to record and we can share memories together and share a laugh, give me a call. Send me an email. For now, you're going to have to email at the F1 Funcast, which is my other podcast that's growing in popularity. It would be F1Funcast@gmail.com. That's F1 like the racing, F1Funcast@gmail.com. And shoot me an email if you'd like to jump on here and talk about things that are important to you, things that are fun. You know, it is the Funcast after all. So if you'd like to come on, if you'd like to put some memories down and share a laugh, share some time together, let me know. I'd love to see it. I'm going to be traveling to Massachusetts before the end of the summer. I have a lot of friends there that I'd love to sit down and capture a half an hour worth of our conversations together. You know, I have some friends who have had children in the past year like I did. We could do the New Dads podcast. You know, I've got people I haven't seen in a while. I'd love to catch up and create something that will be there forever for you to look back on and to laugh and to listen and to create some memories together. And also, you know, if you have a cause or you have something that's important to you that you'd like to discuss and shine a light on, I'd be more than happy to have you come on here and we can shine our light on it together and try to draw some eyeballs and ears to your cause. So that's why we're doing this here at the Just for Funcast. That's what's important to me. And, you know, I created one of those memories this past week going to Comic-Con 2024. So what do you say we talk about that now for a minute? Yeah, so Comic-Con 2024, San Diego, California. I've lived here for about 5 years now, and this is my first time going into the convention center. We were very lucky to get some passes that gave us all access to Comic-Con 2024. And I just have to say right off the bat, living here and having Comic-Con come to San Diego every summer, it's amazing just to be outside the convention center. If anyone's ever visiting during this time of year, don't think that the convention center is the only place with things going on. The entire city turns into one giant comic book. You know, out by the Seaport Village, all the way up to Balboa Park, there were things to do. There were pop-up stands. Everywhere you went, there was another book signing, comic book signing, meet and greet, shake hands. You know, it feels like the city really, really comes to life and puts its best foot forward on Comic-Con weekend. And we love that. We love it here, you know. We first moved here and we'd look around and it was like we didn't have a good grasp on it, how seriously these cosplayers take their roles and how seriously the city takes its participation in Comic-Con. So if you ever want to come out or you're thinking about going to Comic-Con but you see the tickets are really expensive, don't worry about it too much. You know, just being in the atmosphere is really something. You know, granted, going into the convention center was mind-blowing, and we'll get to that, but don't let that intimidate you. You know, we've done 5 years worth of the outdoor free activities, and you definitely, there's plenty to do, and if you have kids, there's stuff for them. If you're, you know, adult couple traveling, and you're into horror, or you're into whatever it is, there's something for you to find down there, even if you're just walking around. And if you do come out here for Comic-Con and you're doing that sometime, come find me. I'll show you the places where the cheap tacos are, the places that haven't jacked up their prices ridiculously for the weekend. That's really one of the major drawbacks of Comic-Con weekend, is places we're familiar with that'll sell you a taco for $3.50 during that weekend. It's $7, you know. But I know a little hot dog stand I went to this weekend that doesn't raise their prices, and they make wonderful gourmet hot dogs. So that's what I did. We were downtown, my daughter Lily and I, and I made one big mistake right off the bat. The big mistake was pushing the stroller. I really should have brought the baby character, or the baby carrier, you know, because pushing that stroller through a sea of people, sometimes I was the jerk, you know. Sometimes I was the guy, traffic's flowing, and then she spikes her bottle on the ground, and I've got to pick it up, and people are getting backed up behind me. So next year, I'll definitely bring the carrier. But first impressions of Comic-Con. I have to say, it is such a vibe. It's such an energy that it's hard to describe. You know, you go to a sporting event, and as you get closer to the stadium, you see the signage, and maybe you see some people wearing the jersey, and the buzz starts to build and build, and it was like that for a week straight here in San Diego. You know, I hop on the public transport about a half hour from downtown, and I look over, and I'm sitting next to Darth Vader on one side of me and characters from Borderlands on the other, and it just starts right then. And as you get closer to downtown, you realize, you know, 130,000 people in one day in one convention center, it becomes a whole, you know, buzzing vibe for the city, which is really cool. The first thing that really jumped out at me, though, when I got downtown was that the big building right near the convention center across the way by Seaport was done up with the Fox. Fox usually has a big, you know, display on one of the buildings. And there was Homer Simpson, as popular as ever, still headlining these events, you know, 30-something years, almost 40 years after he made his debut on the television screen. Homer Simpson's still doing it. And the Simpsons are really, I guess at this point, there's no other iconic TV show that you can really hold up next to them as an example of another, because there's just nothing like The Simpsons. And I'm glad to see people are still into it. I grew up watching The Simpsons with my brother on the couch in the basement every night. We had this thing where we couldn't miss the couch gag. You know, they come in, and that was, you know, 1994, and they're still doing it. So credit to The Simpsons. Really cool to see that Fox is not pulling the plug on The Simpsons. I haven't watched as much in recent years, but I just wanted to give Homer Simpson and his family a big shout out, because who would have guessed? Who would have guessed they'd still have the biggest display on the biggest Comic-Con weekend of the year? So that was cool. Very cool to see Homer Simpson. And the other thing you notice right away, immediately, is the overwhelming presence of anime and anime characters, anime people, anime books. And that is a culture for me that I'm not very familiar with. I'm not into the anime, not that I'm against it. I just never had anyone kind of guide me down that path, you know what I mean? Where other people, anime becomes a whole part of their life. And I love the art style, and I love the style of the, when I do see anime, I love the kind of fast-paced style of the animation, but I just never did get into it. But certainly, as you enter Comic-Con and you look around, you realize if you were to put people into pools, the anime, Japanese-style cartoons are definitely the overwhelming majority of what comic book people are looking for and looking at. I wouldn't say overwhelming, but, you know, if you broke them up into groups, maybe 20% anime, 15% Marvel, 10%, you know, and it would go that way down the list until you get to the half a percent people who are really into the specialized types of things, which are really, really cool as well. Like one guy I met in a booth in the convention, he did his own one-line comics, like The Far Side, if any of you remember The Far Side. And they were really good, and it was really interesting, and it's so cool to see these people who clearly work every day at their craft and work really hard to create new products and new ideas to push them out there. It was really cool because, you know, I chatted with this guy for a little bit, and he said he just, if something funny comes into his head, right, then he just tries to come up with a picture that goes along with it. So very cool to see everyone from, you know, an independent person with just one table and his one-line comics to Robert Downey Jr. was in the house. And so you have everything from big stars to people who are just trying to make it. And really cool to see. It was really, really interesting. I spent a summer vending at the public markets out here. And I met people very similar who, you know, they set up their table and they sell their stuff. And these artistic people are just so inspiring because they can go from a blank sheet of paper to something that is valuable and holds meaning. And it's really impressive to see all these rows and rows and rows of people that are just inspired and sharing their art and sharing their vision. And who knows, you know, maybe someone I talk to today could be, or this weekend could be kind of, you know, the next Stan Lee. Who's to say, you know? So it's a really, really interesting thing, seeing all those creative types all in the same place at the same time. But I will say, you know, Homer Simpson still hanging in there, and Pokemon. Now, I know I said I didn't know too much about the anime, but there are more Pikachus and more Pokemon than I would have ever anticipated still. I know Pokemon's still very popular, but I couldn't believe how many people were really into the Pokemon. In the convention center, they have these huge boardrooms. They're like, you know, executive meeting room types of things, but they just had table after table after table. One room was, everyone in there is playing and trading Pokemon cards. And then you go down the way, and they're in there playing Dungeons and Dragons. And, you know, another one's got another game going on. And they had these really cool people who invented their own board games are there, you know, like trying to get someone to buy their game or to check it out. And it kind of reminded me, those of you who have seen Parks and Recreation, it reminded me a bit of, I think it's called Cones of Dunshire, which was Ben. He made that board game when he was laid off or fired as the city manager. I was looking for Cones of Dunshire at Comic-Con. Didn't see it, but similar type of situation where people make their own games and try to get people to play, which I think is very cool. At the same time, I haven't played board games too much. So I'm going to keep saying all these things I haven't done. One thing I realized at Comic-Con this week is I am kind of out of the culture. I used to be a bit of a nerd, bit of a Star Wars nerd, bit of a Marvel. And I guess over the past few years, I've drifted from that because I saw all these people with all this passion and all these ideas. And I just realized it's been a while since I've really dove into any of those genres as much as I should. So hopefully this is the Kickstarter to getting kind of back on that horse, because it was so inspiring and a bit overwhelming seeing all these amazing creative people together. But so my intention had been to interview and talk to some of these people for the podcast and get some video and all of that. But I realized very quickly that I was underprepared for just the amount of people and how energetic everything was. It was going to be very hard to pull someone to the side and say, "Hey, Deadpool, can I interview about this?" And maybe I could have. And I'm sure people were doing that. But with bringing a baby and not having all my recording equipment, it was a little bit tricky, to say the least. Well, it seems like Ms. Lily is going to be joining us here for the end of this recording, as she doesn't seem to want to stay asleep very long. It might be trying to record while she's sleeping, keeping her up. But she's here. She had a great time at Comic-Con as well. A little overwhelming for her, too. But, you know, the big thing I thought, for me, the big thing at Comic-Con. I just love the costumes, right? Because there's characters from your childhood. There's characters from your favorite video games just walking around amongst you. And one that really stood out to me. I mean, there are so many standouts. And, you know, there's so many people who do the cosplay really put so much effort and time into it. And, you know, it's just, it's a great thing. And it's a hobby I don't have. But I think the people who are into it are very cool. And they, the amount of work they put into making it look right, you know, rather than like a cheesy third grade Halloween costume is really impressive. But the one that I thought was most impressive, and I'll post a picture, was Captain Hook. I only saw one Captain Hook the whole time, and he was incredible. He looked just like Hook from the movie Hook, and which, by the way, is an all-time great movie. But maybe we'll do a podcast on Hook. If anyone wants to jump on here, watch the movie Hook and then talk about it with me and, share what you think. I'd love to do that. That's Robin Williams and, Dustin Hoffman, I believe. Great movie though. Great movie. And Captain Hook was around and he was going around. He had, Smee and some sailors following behind him, which was kind of neat because they were going around and then, as Captain Hook would enter or exit an area, they'd do the whole hook, hook, here comes the hook. You know, that whole song they sing. I thought it was cool. It was like a group of five guys really having a good time. Captain Hook and Smee and his merry men. Lily, I don't know if you can hear her, but she seems to agree. I was worried, you know, if you have a child, a small child, you might be worried that the characters and the costumes might be overwhelming and scary because there are some scary costumes too from horror genres and stuff like that, but I have to say, this little one here was quite the trooper. She wasn't afraid. She slept through a lot of it, which I was surprised. You know, there's so much stimulation going on at Comic-Con. So the convention center itself is one of these buildings that you enter into, and it's like something from Harry Potter, where it looks to be one size, and then as you go in, you realize this building is about three or four times bigger than you thought it was. I was blown away. I've seen the convention center from the outside many times. But going in and having all three floors packed to the brim, every meeting room filled with Pokemon players, I want to touch on Dungeons & Dragons a little bit, actually. I went into the D&D room, and I spoke with the guy kind of, he looked like he was administrating the whole thing. And I'm someone who I would consider, I've always been kind of D&D curious, right? But it seems like it's kind of a high threshold to get into, or if you haven't been playing D&D for a long time, that how do you get started, right? How do you find your place in a game? I feel like people who have been playing together the same game for 15 years. Yeah, see, Lily thinks so too. And so it's tricky to get into D&D, but the guy there said the best thing to do is look online, look at YouTube, and YouTube will kind of point you in the direction of how to start. But again, if you're listening to this and you're into D&D and you know how to play, then please, please get in touch, because I'd love to set up some sort of D&D. I'd like to learn. You know, it's one of those things that's a culture that I don't know enough about, and I'd really like to spend some time getting to know, you know, the D&D world and getting to know how that works, because it does seem like a great social activity and a great way to spend time with your friends. But I think Lily here is starting to try to mess with me on my recording. Lily, what's up? Did you have a good time at Comic-Con? Did you enjoy it? She's just smiling at the microphone. Sometimes she tries to eat it. Other times she tries to just smile at it. But today she's just looking. So those are, you know, some of my first initial thoughts on going to my first Comic-Con. A little bit underprepared. A little bit unsure of myself, you know, because these people, even things that you know, right? Like, let's say, spoiler alert for Star Wars, but everyone who's seen Star Wars knows that Darth Vader is Luke's father. But when you're around people that are so passionate about this stuff, it makes you question yourself. It makes you question whether you want to say Darth Vader is Luke's father, because there's people there who have more information and more knowledge than you do. And maybe that's a silly example, but when people are so passionate and you know they spend their whole life kind of as part of something, you don't really want to speak up for fear of being wrong. And it shouldn't be that way, and maybe that's just the way I am, but you start to get second-guess yourself that, do they know more story than I do? Do they have they read more books? Is there something I don't know? You know, it's really interesting how that happens. And, you know, some of the other things I noticed too before we kind of wrap this up here was like, no matter what you were into, there was something there for you at Comic-Con. The Lego situation, you know, Lego had an entire half a hall to themselves, and I shouldn't say half a hall, but they had a bunch of space. They had a wall where you could go up and create your own Lego designs on a wall. They kind of turned one of the walls of the room into a Lego board, which was really neat. I thought that was cool. Lego's really making a huge comeback these days. I thought that was neat. And the things people can make with Legos is really beyond me. You know, I always just kind of put them together and broke them apart. But whether you're into Legos, action figures, movies, comic books, TV shows, whatever it is, like, there are people out there that are into it too, and they want to share that with you, and they want to talk about it. And I just thought it was really neat to see those people and to see how passionate people are about things. You know, you think you know about all the stuff, right? You think you know, and then you see someone who spent their whole life dedicated to this one anime that you've never even heard of, and it makes you realize that there's layers and levels to everything that, you know, if you just scratch the surface, you'll never know about. And I found it to be a really uplifting place, a really great event, because there was no, you know, it's a tough time, right? There was no talk of war. There was no politics. It was just people enjoying their favorite things in the world, right? You look over, there's Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach talking to Deadpool and Spider-Man, you know, and it's just the coolest thing. And that's another thing. I have to say, Spider-Man, maybe the number one costume, individual costume, still to this day. Spider-Man was all over the convention. Everyone wants to be Spider-Man, and I can't believe it. And maybe it's the new Spider-Man movies, maybe it's the Miles Morales stuff, but Spider-Man, when I was younger, he wasn't really this big, and he's just kind of grown and grown, you know, from the Sony Spider-Man movies to the Marvel series, and it's really cool to see Spider-Man. When you go into the convention center, he's everywhere. You feel very safe because Spider-Man's on the case. I didn't see one Superman, though, so that kind of bugged me. I didn't see any Superman, a lot of Spider-Men. It's just really cool. People really are passionate about things and put a lot of effort into their hobbies and their creations, and I found that to be really refreshing, you know, rather than just kind of a routine day, routine things. It's nice to see, you know, I'm trying to grow my passions, right? I was a big sports fan for most of my life, but truthfully, growing up in New England, exactly when I did, all my favorite teams started winning championships when I turned 16, and they haven't really stopped. And I've kind of come to realize that a big part of being a sports fan is the thrill of the chase, right? And once you get accustomed to winning championship after championship, it's that the passion, it doesn't die. You still care. You still love your teams. But that burning hunger, that desire to root for a champion. And, you know, the first time you get one, it's good, and the desire's still there. But as a spoiled New England fan, it really is. It's opened up my mind that, okay, I've got to find new ways to still stimulate that energetic buzz I used to get from watching a Patriots game or from putting on, you know, whatever it was. And the comic book world, I feel like, is opening itself up to me. And I'm looking forward to kind of diving back into the nerd side of my life and to kind of catching up on all I've missed over the past few years when it comes to pop culture and comics and sci-fi especially. So it's just interesting how things go in your life. You know, it ebbs and flows, and ideas come and go, and passions come and go. And I'm hoping, and I do think, Comic-Con reignited some passions of mine. And I hope if you ever come visit, it'll reignite some passions of yours that maybe you forgot about or you've let lie dormant for a while. You know, whether you're an artist or a storyteller or an actor or whatever it is you do, there's something there. It was really neat. There was something there. You would find your community. You know, you'd find your people. And that's a good feeling when you find your people. For example, I was wearing my Mercedes-Benz Formula One team t-shirt. And I had 6 or 7 different people come up to me and just start chatting about Formula One. And we're at Comic-Con, but these people are there to connect with people who think about the same types of things and have the same passions. And it was really, it was neat to see that. And maybe next year I won't be so shy about running up to people and trying to interview them on tape for the podcast. The one super embarrassing thing for me was there's this guy dressed as an old knight, you know, from England or or from those days, and I went running up to him, and I said, hey, I love your costume, Monty Python, right? And he kind of stopped and looked at me, and I think he said Dark Souls. Is that a video game where you might have old-timey knights like that? I'm not sure, but it made me feel pretty old telling him, hey, I love your Monty Python outfit. And there he was, like, incorrect. He was talking through the mask, too, so he had that real, you know, that echoey kind of voice. And he was like, incorrect, Dark Souls. And he just turned on a heel and took off. And I thought it was funny. But it also shows how far I've come from the culture. So we're going to work on getting back into that as much as we can over the next few years. So with all of that being said, and this podcast getting under, we're getting a little long in the tooth here. But Comic-Con re-inspired me. It re-inspired me to watch more movies, read more books, just kind of dive back into that world of things again. And I'm too excited. It also inspired me to talk to you all about your favorite things. So again, really, if you have something out there you'd like to talk about, movie, TV show, comic book, if you want to teach me about a comic or something I'm unaware of, I would love to learn more. So, you know, come on the podcast. Teach me about your favorite thing. Let's watch a movie together and talk about it. Let's talk about your favorite episode of your favorite show or your favorite show's favorite character or what you're working on these days. Are you writing a short story? Do you have drawings and art you want to promote? Come on the Just for Fun cast. I'd love to talk to you. I'd like to start getting these memories down and kept forever so that we can look back someday and hear each other, make each other laugh and think and talk and share. That's what it's all about here at the Just for Fun cast. So check us out. We're going to keep coming out every week now. New podcasts. Lily's excited about that. New podcasts every week. Hopefully I won't always have the co-hosts of a little nine-month-old. But if I do, oh well. Nothing wrong with having. Actually, Lily has already recorded her part for her episode of the Just for Fun cast coming out on her birthday, October 14th. We have created a podcast where I interviewed her and all of her babbling, and we discussed her first year on planet Earth and how she's enjoyed it. And look for that one October 14th. And look for next week, season 2 of The Crown, possibly with Lulu again, or if you'd like to come on and talk about it, please let us know again at the F1Funcast@gmail.com for now. Let me know if you want to listen or you want to jump on and talk about things, and look forward to talking to you and hearing from you guys in the future. We're going to be doing this every week. Feel free to give me a call. Jump on here. We'd love to talk to you. I'd love to share. I'd love to learn about the things you're passionate about. You know, I'm hoping to use this medium as a way to grow my knowledge base about things, connect and reconnect with people, and to really create an audio archive that we can share for future generations and for people to listen to. That shows that we were here, indeed. So until next time, thank you all for listening to this first real episode of the Just for Fun cast. We will talk to you next time. Until then, Lily and I are going to get out of here. Say bye, Lily. She didn't say bye. What have I got?